Darcy.
Okay, so we're on.
We're live.
Okay, great. Good morning, everybody. My name is Fred Wilson. I'll be the hearings officer for today's public hearing. This is the time set aside for the Gomes construction case. The file number is Z0329-20-C. Before we turn to my normal spiel, Mr. Glasgow is going to give a brief description of how this will work on the Zoom meeting. I know you've been through these before, Mr. Scolidi, but we kind of have to go through the process.
Sure, you bet.
Okay, I've got a script to read, and I'm going to read it just word for word. Okay, Clackamas County is abiding by social distancing requirements during the coronavirus pandemic. This public hearing will be conducted virtually using the Zoom platform. Panelists for today's hearing, which include the hearings officer, county staff, and the applicant, have both audio and video capability. Audience members who have joined the meeting will have their mics muted unless they wish to testify, in which case they will be called upon to do so by the county staff moderator. That's Darcy. Audience members' video will not be turned on at any time. Today's hearing is being recorded as required by law. County will make every effort to post the recording on the county website later today. In reality, it'll probably be later than that. These are big files. It takes a while, but we'll get it up. There is a designated time during the hearing when it'll be open for testimony. The hearings office will make it clear when this is. If you want to provide testimony, you will utilize the raise hand feature, or with this small group, you'll just start talking. When the moderator switches you over to provide testimony, your screen will look a little different for a while. Primarily, you will see all participants' cameras, not just the one who's speaking. Staff will call upon you when it's time for you to provide testimony. Be sure to provide your name and mailing address when you begin. Once you have provided your testimony, your mic will be muted and your screen will be returned to normal. If you prefer not to testify during this hearing or have additional testimony to add, the record will be left open to all parties to submit written testimony for a minimum of 7 days following the hearing. This will be followed by an additional period for response to new testimony and, unless waived, a third and final period for the applicant to submit their final argument that can be waived by the applicant. For email written testimony, I'm going to put up a slide later, but basically you're going to email it to me for any additional email testimony subsequent to this hearing. People who testify and provide their mailing address will receive a copy of the hearings officer's written decision. If you do not wish to testify but would like to receive the decision, you must provide your email or standard mailing address. And that's it. Back to you, Mr. Hearings Officer.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Glasgow. So I'm just going to, I know you've been through these a million times, Mr. Scohee, so I'm just going to hit the things I'm required by ordinance or statute to say. So I need to declare whether I've had any ex parte contacts. I haven't. The only thing I know about this case is what I've received from the planning department that's in the file and in the staff report. I need to disclose whether I'm biased. I don't have any reason to feel one way or the other about this, so I'm not biased. Finally, I need to disclose whether I have any conflicts of interest. I don't. I'm in private practice in Salem. Don't have any clients in Clackamas County, let alone anywhere in the subject property. I don't own property or have family that owns property in Clackamas County. If you testify, please give us your name and address. I know we have that already, but just so it shows up on the record. Please direct your testimony to the approval criteria. Make sure that you raise any issues you have. If you don't raise those issues, you may be precluded from raising them in the future if there are any further proceedings or appeals. Also, there are some conditions of approval that are proposed. If you have any problems with those, think they may be unconstitutional takings or any other problems, make sure you raise those issues or you may be precluded from raising those in the future. And I think with that, you've been through these before. We'll start with the staff report from Mr. Glasgow. Then, Mr. Scohee, you'll have a chance to present your case. Anybody else shows up and wants to testify, they'll have an opportunity. And then if anything comes up, we'll have a chance for Mr. Glasgow to weigh in, and then you'll have an opportunity for final rebuttal. But it doesn't look like any of those things will happen. So I think with that, we can turn to the staff report.
Okay, thanks. And just for the record, present this morning, we have the hearings officer, Mr. Fred Wilson. We have planning staff in the form of Darcy Reinhardt and me, Clay Glasgow. And we have the applicant represented by one Blaine Scohede. Owner of the property is listed as Gomes Construction, a.k.a. Jerry Gomes. There's just the four of us here this morning, though. And that being the case, and since everybody's looked at that staff report, I'm going to be brief. But let me see if I can remember how to do this. It worked. Okay, so everybody can see that, right? So here's our file number, 32920. There's today's date and time. So far, so good. This application proposes a pump and a water tank with a small building over it to be used as the water distribution source for a residential subdivision that's recently been replatted and platted. project location. It's about 4 miles southeast of Government Camp. This is really, as far as Clackamas County goes, this is about as out in the middle of nowhere as you can get. It's a small area of development, southeast, mostly south of Government Camp, 4 miles or so at Deer Fern Lane, which is a private drive that serves this development. And that's what this water supply is for a new residential subdivision. Property is zoned RR, recreation residential. The area of development proposed here, including the driveway and the whole nine yards, is about 700 square feet, give or take. It's small. And this is a Wapanish area. You got a couple of ponds across Highway 26 with houses around it. Over on this side, you've got this subdivision plus another small one. You've got a little commercial node I'm going to show you here in a minute. But it's just kind of a little small standalone development in the middle of the Mountain National Forest. This kind of gives a little context. Here's Government Camp. Mount Hood's kind of up here. This is the county line, obviously. And here's our property right there. I'm going to zoom in on it a little bit better. There's just not much to show. This is the development area, and I can get into more detail if you want, but there's a little gas station down here. I'll let Blaine remind me what that is. It's some kind of lodge.
Yeah, it's the it's a ski camp.
Okay, that's right. That's right. Yeah, because I remember I was involved in the approval of that. Yeah. So here's what it looks like from the sky. Here's the residential subdivision on the westerly side of 26. Here's the new development area up here. They're going to use one of the platted lots of that subdivision as for this water source. Here's a site plan. The northern, let me go back to this lot really quick. Sorry. Here's a subject lot. And then this is the northern portion of that lot with the proposed development area. The hearings officer has you know, paper this, and he can look at it better. This is a little cluttered. It's good information, but a little hard to look at. Point of interest here, there's a water course, which is one of the reasons this is a sweet place to put a well. That was protected. This is not on our RUSCA maps, but it was protected through the platting of that property. And this is shown as being without it, or excuse me, outside of it. Building elevations, very nondescript. It's meant to be that way. It doesn't, you know, you don't want to draw attention to something like this. It's just a building. We can talk about siting a little bit. As far as applicable criteria, these are some of them. The big hitters here, conditional use itself, section 1203 in the underlying zone. You get to the 1000 section, these are the development review sections. You get there through section 1203. The staff report goes into detail on each of the applicable criteria. Generally speaking, section 1203 conditional use, there are six criteria that must be satisfied in order to be approved. All six must be satisfied or it is denied. First one, you've got to show, the applicant needs to show, county needs to find that the use is in fact allowed in the zone. In this case, the underlying RR, recreational residential zone, provides for this use as a conditional use under the category public utility facilities. Second criterion, you need to show that the site itself can support the use based on, you know, based on size, shape, you know, topography, other you know, site development type standards. The property is, you know, a couple acres. It's flat at this location. There's going to be some tree removal. It's in the middle of the woods. It's fine. This property can support it. The staff report goes into detail on that. Third criterion, you've got to show it's consistent with the concurrency section of our zoning ordinance and also safety. This type of use happens to be exempt from concurrency, unmanned public utility facilities such as this. So that's satisfied. Trip generation for this will be unoccupied, of course. So any traffic to and from the site will involve maintenance personnel or repair. And there is an off-street, off-road parking space for that repair person's vehicle. So the third criterion is met. Fourth one, you've got to show the use will not materially alter the surrounding area in a manner that substantially limits, impairs, or precludes the use of surrounding properties for the primary uses allowed in the zoning district. Again, more detail in the actual staff report. This is zoned recreation residential. It allows residential use outright. This proposed water supply system is an associated use. It's a support use for that use that's allowed outright. It's certainly not going to limit or impair or otherwise preclude use of property. In fact, it's going to allow further use of those properties for what it's zoned for, residential. Then it's goals and policies of comprehensive plan. I went through, you know, I can really get to wandering on these in some staff reports, Fred, you'd be surprised. But for conditional use, I try to limit it to the extent possible. And in this case, and coincidentally, not just, what was it, 2 weeks ago, we had a very similar application for a small-scale water supply site such as this. And we got to look at Chapter 7, Public Facilities and Services, and also Chapter 4. This is included in the Mount Hood Corridor Plan. It's actually just kind of gets caught up in that. And I made findings in the staff report. Those criteria are met as well. Final criterion, you've got to show it meets any applicable requirements of the zoning district itself, which in this case is recreational residential, the RR zone, and any overlay districts in which it's located, even with the little water course, which is protected in the conservation easement. There are no identified protected natural features on this site. There's no overlay zone. How's that? That would get into this criterion. So with that, and in the staff report with more detail, staff was able to find all the applicable 1203 criteria met, and therefore all the 1000 sections and the underlying 316 zone as well. So recommending approval. Any questions? And also, and just to remind Blaine, if you have any thoughts on any of those conditions, now is definitely the time to bring it up. But anyway, I'm done with that. Fred, do you have any questions of me?
No questions, Mr. Glasgow. Thank you for the staff report. Mr. Scohidi, this is your opportunity to present your case.
I have nothing to present.
There's some proposed conditions of approval. Are you okay with all of those?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, that was really my only question for you. Everything looks to be in order. There's been no opposition still, right, Mr. Glasgow?
There's been no testimony. Oh, and thanks for asking that. I received nothing in response to notice from anybody. Certainly none of the neighbors or any agencies, but that includes our own transportation engineering department did not comment. I was expecting comments from them. So I have to apologize for that broad condition that just says must satisfy transportation engineering, because I don't know exactly what they're going to want. Typically, they're going to give me some detailed proposed conditions. They simply didn't respond to this even after repeated attempts. So yeah, it'll be minor, but to your question, Mr. Wilson, no, there's been no comments submitted at all.
Clay, would you mind just going over the conditions of approval real quickly? I thought I had my file here next to me, but I don't.
Yeah, hang on a second.
Thank you.
I gotta do something. Let's do that real quick. I really hope I'm not. Wait a minute. There it is. Okay. Well, let's just go through them.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not here. Most of them are boilerplate. You've got just, yeah, the first one's boilerplate, second one's boilerplate. Just prior to issues, you've got to talk to Wendy. You work with Wendy Coriel.
Yes,
for
development
charges. This is a standard condition, which, and if you want to remove that, Mr. Wilson, that's fine, because this is an unoccupied facility. There's not going to be any septic.
Take out number four.
Yeah, you may as well.
The first number four.
In fact, if I can take it out right now, we'll just go back to one number four. All right, there we go. Nope. We'll have two number fours. I'll work on that. All right, but anyway, that's gone, and you're going to get a copy of this anyway, though the hearings officer is. So then the next one, since this is a utility facility, it is a 10-year approval rather than 4-year. So just you need to commence the use, and it defines what it means to, implement the use. You're good on that. Planning and zoning, those are just a couple of standard conditions saying you have to comply with everything else that might apply. What are you going to do for lighting on this? It was a little, fuzzy. There were some words, but I don't see anything on the site plan or the building plans.
There's no site lighting. There may be one light underneath a soffit by the garage door, and that's it.
Okay. And then I also did not receive anything from the building code, so I just left their standard conditions in there, which say you need necessary building permits. Again, I apologize for being so general. And here's the engineering department condition just says applicant to satisfy requirements of that. Now, in this case, that department, transportation engineering, deals with roadways as well as surface water, stormwater. And so they'll have something for you to do regarding the additional hard surface and whatnot. This is back far enough from the highway, so they're not going to have an issue with that. You've got plenty of room to move vehicles, you know, on and off that site and into that driveway. But I think if there's going to be any condition for them, it's going to be regarding the 750 square feet of new impervious surface and what you're going to do with the water.
Now, on that, I did get them to sign a preliminary statement of feasibility for surface water. Is that the same thing, or is that something different?
Well, it deals with the same subject, but they are different. What you submitted was, you know, part of the application process, and right. That's just their way of saying, yeah, you know, this will work. We can figure it out later.
Okay.
Now we're to later. That's when the actual specific conditions, you know, what are you going to do exactly with that water? Where are you going to put it? How long is it going to be there?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And that's a standard condition. I just usually have a lot more detail to offer.
Right. Now with transportation engineering, since this has already been approved as a subdivision and it's basically in, they won't be requiring paved roads or anything like that, will they, as part of this conditional use?
No. Well, this conditional use will not trigger that. No.
Okay.
I don't know what the subdivision did, but do you know if it was required through the subdivision that it be paved? I kind of doubt it up there.
Yeah, I was not involved with that, and I kind of doubt that it would be required to be paved as well, because that whole subdivision to the west side of 26 is not paved either.
Right.
There are no paved roads in this area except for Highway 26.
Right, and I would think we would definitely not want that. So, but again, it's not going to happen here through this conditional use.
Okay.
Well, I think with that wraps everything up. So we can close the public hearing. As Mr. Glasgow discussed, we're doing a 1 week, 1 week, 1 week for everything these days. Mm-hmm. Assuming nothing comes in, Mr. Scohiti, you could, after 2 weeks, you could waive your opportunity to submit final legal argument, and that could get the decision out a week earlier. We don't have any mail that goes out Thursday, so if in 2 weeks on Thursday you waive your final legal argument, we could have it out on Monday, the next Monday.
Okay. Then once that takes place, Clay, how long will the approval be entered into the record at the county? So if the building department's ready to go, the whole permit can be issued.
Well, this is final county decision. So once the hearings officer gets his decision out, it's the day after that date. There is no local appeal period, if that's your question.
Well, okay. Once we get past the local appeal and this case is settled, how long will it take for the county to get that into their system, I guess, so that the building department knows that they can issue the building permit?
It'll be the same day it gets mailed
out.
Right. Just boom. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And again, there is, you know, remember, there is no local appeal period. So once we get the decision from the hearings officer and it gets mailed that date, boom, you can get building permits the next day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I think with that concludes everything.
What a great hearing. Yeah. Good hearing.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
Flynn. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys too. Bye, Darcy.
Bye.
Bye. See you guys next week, right?
Yeah, we've got two hearings next week.
Okay.
Wow. All right. See you later.
Wait, no. Just then. One. Just one. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Just one. I'm looking at the 8th.
Yes. On the 8th, I will be actually on vacation, so I'll be doing it like poolside, and I probably won't be wearing a suit. So.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.